Now, an Islamic center in Houston's southeast side has been damaged by a fire. Investigators are trying to determine whether the fire was an arson or not. Now, no injuries have been reported in the blaze that erupted before morning prayers on Friday in a storage area of the Ghuba Islamic Institute Mosque and School. Officials at the institute said investigators told them that the fire was intentionally set. Now, Muslim worshippers have described the incident as particularly troubling after the Chapel Hill attack that left three Muslim students dead. The Council on American Islamic Relations is calling on state and federal authorities to investigate the fire as a possible hate crime. And earlier, Niyad Awad, the executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations, joined us with his take on the fire at the Islamic Center in Houston, Texas. Now, he raised concerns about the growing Islamophobia prevalent throughout the U.S.
According to reports, there was an incendiary device that led to the fire, which means that it was not an accidental fire, and someone ignited this fire to destroy the Islamic Center. And therefore, based on that, we asked the local and federal authorities to look into a possible hate motive behind this arson. We feel a growing anti-Muslim sentiment in our society, and we are increasingly worried and concerned about the safety of American Muslims. Other media outlets of the same tendency, especially right-wing, conservative, anti-Muslim, anti-minority, anti-immigrant networks that have been fueling the fear among the public, and we feel that this adds to the Islamophobia phenomenon that has been with us, unfortunately, for now some time, but it is becoming intensified and it's becoming mainstream in our society.